Put on my corncob pipe and a button for my nose. Touch down on the land of your front yard in the middle of a blinding snow. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on my head, I began to dance around. Now I'm walking in Christmas. I'm walking with my feet. Wait, do I have feet? No, I'm frosted a snowman. I guess I just slide on down the street.
All right, the radio debut of a freshly, like fresh fallen snow, a fresh parody song from Joel Kapishke, my guest in the studio here on What's on Tap, a very talented singer and a very clever songwriter, and you're an actor and a performer. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing well. How are you, Sandy?
I am happy to see you, and I'm happy to see you completely dressed, looking like Santa is visiting.
Yes, I have the full beard, don't I? I look quite like the old man himself.
And you sound like him. Wonderful. And then it's balanced out with, did you say this was a fresh delivery, your t-shirt?
Yep, my fresh Muppet Christmas Carol t-shirt. I did not have it in time to see the, we saw the movie with the MSO on Saturday.
How wonderful.
It was fantastic, of course. Kermit looks as young as ever. He still nails his performance. So
I love that you're going to see music like with the MSO and the movies, blending pop culture with classical music. And this is something that you do, bringing that pop culture, but all different styles of music, because you have two albums before a fresh album. So first of all, tell me about the song we just heard.
I have this weird kind of track that always is running in my head, and I'll hear a song. I'll say, oh, that's a great song. I wonder how it could ruin it. And with all my holiday shenanigans. So, it's one that just came to me. It's such a great iconic tune. And I know other folks have done parodies of it. I think SNL did a parody of it. And it just came together, and we tried it out, and audiences just loved it. It's one of the weirder little journeys that my lyrics have taken. So hopefully folks will enjoy it.
And the title, instead of Walking in Memphis?
It's Spirits of Christmas. So it starts being about Frosty, and then it adds in the other kind of magical beings all associated with Christmas. And there's a line in there that it's at one point, it's like, there are more ghosts for Christmas than for Halloween, you know? So we just kind of deal with all of that. So have a fun little ride with it.
I love this creative outlet for you. And will there be more new music from Joel Kapishke for the holidays?
There's always more. I wrote one the other day, and we're already have the set lists planned for all our live shows. So it'll be like, okay, that goes in the box for next year. We'll see. We're dropping this single, and I don't think we'll get another song out this holiday season, but we got plans for next year.
I look forward to playing it in its entirety. I'm working on a Christmas music show, so this will have to be part of it, or the song you need to hear. But you mentioned upcoming performances, so you're performing holiday songs.
Absolutely, yeah. This Friday night we'll be out at the Shower Center in Hartford, and I think that one's sold out. There might be one or two single seats available. And then next week, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be at Waukesha Civic Theater, downtown Waukesha, the fabulous old Grand Theater down there. And tickets are available for that one. We've got a good ticket sold, but lots still available. And
What does one expect at a Joel Kapishke Christmas show? Are there traditional favorites? Are they all parodies?
It's like a party with music. The band is fantastic. They deserve a better fate than playing on my silly pop songs. But we do a wide range. David Bowie, Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, Sonny and Cher. Our first album was I Got Yule Babe, so we always do that one.
Like the Yule log. It's very punny. I got Yule Babe.
Bob Dylan, all sorts of different styles. We new songs. We do a parody of Shut Up and Dance with Me, so even some newer tunes. So, yeah.
How fun. And so I got Yule Babe, and then I'm going to hold up Ground Control to Santa Claus.
Yes, indeed.
It's incredible. I will say it's Weird Al-ish. And I mean that as a huge compliment, because when you hear a Weird Al parody, he gets clever lyrics in there, sure, but he gets the musical styles down so well. And your Ground Control to Santa Claus, David Bowie song, wow, does it capture the musical essence and your vocalization.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And some of that is, you know, I had a fantastic producer for this album, and he produced the single as well. He's one of my best friends. He's a bass player here in Milwaukee. And his
Give
name,
him a shout out. Oh, that's right.
His name is Chris Kringle.
That's right. I walked right into it.
That's his real name. I knew him. We were good friends for about a year. And I said, so what's with the name? And he just said, you'd have to know my dad. So... So, yeah, he did a great job of really kind of
will
putting those sounds
Kringle
together.
Will Kringle be playing with you in Waukesha?
He will indeed be playing in Waukesha, and usually the band dresses up, either ugly sweaters or other fun things in the crowd. It's a big party, and it's a chance to, like, blow off some steam. You know, folks can get a little stressed around the holidays. If you got a couple hours, come out. We're just going to have a great time. And
what's the date of those shows at the Waukesha
Civic
Theater?
The 11th and 12th.
Very good. Mark it on your calendar. Joel Kopischke in the studio with me here on What's on Tap. We'll talk more creative Christmas music next.
Well, we fell, but before I fell, you and me, yeah, let's have some fun. Now we're riding in Christmas. Frosty angels, baby on a snowmobile. Riding in Christmas. But is any part of this really real?
A twist on Christmas music. You can always rely on that. Local singer and songwriter extraordinaire Joel Kopischke joins me in the studio here on What's on Tap. And that is part of your new song, Spirits of Christmas.
Indeed.
Inspired by Walking in Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the first time anyone's hearing it. There's, you know, like even members of my family haven't heard it yet. So we're still working out the final mix. And it should be ready to officially drop in the next day or two.
Ooh, how exciting. Thank you for sharing it with me and WTMJ fans.
Thanks for inviting me on.
But there is a thrill to hearing your music in a different way, like, you know, not just in the studio, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so great. I mean, so I released the album, I got Yule Babe and Ground Control to Santa Claus, and some of those songs got picked up by XM and Dr. Demento, which is like, the gold standard of parody songs.
And oh, so that had to have been high praise when you find out Dr. Demento,
wow.
When you make the cut for that.
Oh, yeah, that was. Because, you know, Weird Al is clearly the master of the genre, and we all aspire to be like Weird Al when we do this stuff. So,
have you ever connected with Weird Al?
I did meet him a few years ago. He had one of his tours coming through, and I saw the tour. It was fantastic. It was all his original, none of his parodies. It was all his, I mean, even his originals are parodies of a style. Saw him. It was great. And then the next day, one of his band members was doing a show at Shank Hall. And we went to see that. And Al was there. And I talked to him for a minute or so. So I tried not to overstay my welcome, but
how cool, but just to experience him and be able to connect with another creative mind.
Yeah. And, you know, just told him that, what an inspiration he's been, you know, really the way he approaches the music. He's such a fantastic musician. Doing that concert, hearing him do these other songs, it's like he could have been a lead singer of a big band. You know, I mean, a huge like rock band. He's such a fantastic vocalist, and you don't even necessarily notice it when he's doing the parodies as much.
Because he's emulating other people.
He's emulating other people or playing with his own thing there, but doing all these songs back to back, and just, he's astounding. Really fantastic.
I'm so glad you got to experience him up close. And now when you meet him again, you can say, hey, remember I met you at Shank Hall?
Yeah.
Now let's work together, buddy. Yeah. What song was it that Dr. Demento decided was worthy of...
You know,
crazy
there were a couple of them on the first album that he gave airplay to, and I don't remember even now because the first album was almost 20 years ago.
It's been a minute, yeah. And yeah. I also love that you have created Festivus songs, a holiday that originated right here.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, there's a Festivus song on the first album and one on the second album. And then we, you know, every year I write some new tunes and we perform those live. And there's been, I think, maybe two more Festivus tunes that we've done live. I think I might be the best-selling Festivus-themed artist of all time. It's possible.
I'll take that. I think that's a good honor to have.
Maybe top five. Definitely top five. So.
Well, and just like you were talking about how spectacularly talented Weird Al Yankovic is, and obviously hiring the right musicians and right producers to get the right sound. You mentioned you're working with bass player and producer Kris Kringle,
indeed,
local musician. You can't make that up. But who else have you worked with to really help you come up with these fun inspirations, but really have them come to life the way you hear them in your head?
Well, a lot of it is just, like I said, I've got these, you know, I'll hear a song and sometimes it'll be on this list of, oh, I'd love to do a parody of that because it's such a great song. So you start from that point. And then sometimes people bring me ideas. We're doing one or two Chapel Roan songs this year because my kid's 30 years old and they're like, you got to do Chapel Roan this year. And I'm like, okay.
Chapel Roan owned Lollapalooza this year.
And And I'm like, okay, first I will Google who Chapel Roan is. And then and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I've heard that song. Great. And so it's one of the songs I won't be singing on. But I've got some amazing singers joining the band. And there's nine of us for the show in Waukesha. We've got guitars and keyboard, drum, bass, and singers. And so it's a full production.
Joel Kopischke's annual Christmas party. Is there an official title for your concert?
I Got Yule Babe.
Okay.
It's Joel Kopischke's I Got Yule Babe. So.
And that is the 11th and the 12th?
The 11th and 12th, Waukesha Civic Theater. And it's not that, if you're in Milwaukee or on the east side or something, it's not that far. And we'll be done in less than 2 hours. You can still get home, get to bed at a good time.
And where do people go if they want to freshen up their holiday playlist and they want to find Joel Kopischke music?
Well, I'm pretty much on all those streaming services, you know, raking in the fractions of pennies, you know, Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music, all those places you can.
But it's still good to have your music heard. I mean,
absolutely.
Is it like any filmmaker makes a film so people will see it? A musician
indeed
creates music so it can be shared.
Absolutely. So, and at my shows, I sell my CDs and it's all pay what you can. It's just like, whatever it's worth to you, take it, go, enjoy it. So.
Great stocking stuffer idea, too.
Indeed. Yeah.
Joel Kopischke, spell your name for everyone.
Kopischke.
There we go.
Got it on the first try.
Joel, thank you so very much for stopping by. I wish you a Merry Christmas and have a blast at your I Got Yule parties in Waukesha.
Oh, thank you so much and have a great St. Nick.
Thank you. Thank you. And now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo.